10,322, Sharon June Cooper, west of Road 48, 500 feet north of Road 324, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Yeah. Mayor, your case has been tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be in January, January 5th, 09.
What else?
Now, the hearing will be closed. There'll be no more testimony being taken. That's when the board may make a decision.
Do we show up for that?
You can, but we won't take any testimony. And you're more than welcome to show up if you would like.
Or you can view our deliberation on the internet.
Pardon me?
You can view our deliberation on the internet as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your names and addresses, please.
Paul Vosky, my address is 21828 Zora.
And you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. As you know, we're here to ask for a variance on a piece of property that we own to.
Folks, take it outside, please.
Our meeting is still going on. Sorry about that.
It's okay. We're trying to divide our property up to our children. Mm-hmm. And we've had it surveyed, and I think you have a plot map there. And the surveyor done his best to get the acre out of there, but he couldn't get the lot frontage. And so we're asking for a variance for that so our daughter can build a house there.
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, let me walk you through this. As before, if you see on this first parcel, you'll see is 150 feet, and then the second one is 79.36. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you see the curve, the pro is 14.63 in the ID portion there, pointing the arrow pointing down. Mm-hmm. So you add the two together, it's 93.99, and he needs a 57 foot variance from the 150. So if you add 79.36, 14.63, 93.99, and subtract that from 150 foot, you got 57 foot, 57.
Will you have a combined driveway for the parcels?
Yes. Our driveway actually goes all, it's a horseshoe, goes all the way around our house.
The state will probably, if we approve this, the state will probably require that you have a combined driveway for the two parcels. In other words, side by side.
Yeah. Well, I think that's simple enough to do. When we went to get this approved, after we had it surveyed, they told us that we didn't have the road frontage, and we couldn't even do that. We had to actually talk the surveyor in to let us try to put that in so they could use our driveway.
Right.
We've already given one piece of property on the other side to our daughter, one of our daughters. We're trying to give this one to the other daughter. And now they're giving us, we're getting such a hard time just trying to, we're not even trying to buy, sell it, we're just giving it away, you know.
You have one too many daughters.
Oh, yes. One too many daughters.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills, hearing no further questions. Hey, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? I think we're empty now. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing them, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, due to the, certainly the lot's unique because of its shape. As far as altering the essential character of the neighborhood, there's lots of parcels with smaller frontages. And I think it would be a minimum to afford relief for what they would like to do. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,322.
Okay, now second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,322. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yours was easy.
Sure was.